From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Once called the disease of kings, gout conjures images of Victorian England and portly royalty, their swollen feet propped on pillows to ease the pain. Well, a new study finds that gout is making a comeback. As NPR's Patty Naiman reports, researchers suspect this severe type of arthritis is linked in part to the obesity epidemic and diets rich in meats and alcohol.
It was a sudden onset in the middle of the night. 51-year-old Greg Hanouche woke up with a strange sensation in his foot, partly numb and extremely painful.
And it was so bad that I had to get my leg out from under the sheets because the pressure of the sheets on my foot and on my leg was too much.
He did manage to get back to sleep, but in the morning, the pain was worse.
I couldn't put any weight on the foot, and I was hopping around on one foot. It was almost as bad as if the foot was broken.
Hanouche had a similar problem 10 years earlier. He suspected gout and called his doctor right away.
He said to get in there, which I did. He confirmed he did some blood work on me and confirmed that my uric acid levels were sky high.
And really high levels of uric acid are the main cause of gout, which was the diagnosis for Hanouche. The excess uric acid had formed crystals, sort of like little needles, and migrated to joints like his feet, elbows, and shoulders, causing the intense pain and inflammation. There are a number of reasons for too much uric acid. A big one is genetics. Being male also makes you more vulnerable. So does age. The older you are, the greater the risk. But diet is also a factor, and Hanouche knew his wasn't good.
I was eating a lot of red meat, and that's one of the worst things you can do for gout. I was also drinking beer. I've been drinking beer as a regular beer drinker since I was in college.
Meats and alcohol, especially beer, can drive up levels of uric acid, which is a byproduct of digesting these foods. The more you consume, the more uric acid is produced. The same is true for certain seafood like herring and scallops, as well as sugar and sugary drinks like soda. Hanouche's rheumatologist, Dr. Han Choi, studies gout at Boston University School of Medicine, and he was seeing more of it. He wanted to know if nationwide gout was on the rise. He compared rates of the disease today to about 20 years ago. He found an increase of 44%.
This is a substantial increase. The number of individuals affected by gout was 6.1 million in 1988. And 1994, but now it's 8.3 million.
That's about 4% of all Americans. And when Choi analyzed the numbers more closely, he found strong links to simultaneous increases in obesity and hypertension.
Good morning. How are you today?
At Kaiser Permanente's health clinic in Portland, Oregon, internist Keith Bachman sees plenty of patients who are overweight or obese.
We know as people gain weight, their metabolism changes in lots of ways, and one of those leads to increased uric acid level, which then leads to gout.
In fact, in Choi's study published in the Journal of the American College of Rheumatology, he says obesity is clearly a factor. Now, one in five Americans has elevated levels of uric acid. Once a patient has gout, another episode is likely, says Choi. The problem is easily treated with anti-inflammatory medication, but Choi says by far the best treatment is prevention, exactly what his patient, Greg Hanouche, did.
I'm going to the Red Sox game tonight, and first thing I'm going to want to do is have a beer while I watch a ball game. It's just, you know, who I am. But unfortunately, I'll be drinking water and maybe a glass of wine. And I do miss red meat. I love steaks, hamburgers, all of that kind of stuff.
But it's been worth it, says Hanouche. He hasn't had a recurrence of gout for the past year and a half, and he's lost weight. Patty Naiman, NPR News.